across the face. The sack lights his chances from 50.
Sack.
Found his way through. And Gold Sacks kicked it. I reckon three in a row to the Pies.
One of our favourites, Bill, has been ever since he pulled the famous jumper on Tyson Gold Sacks. With us, hello, the sack.
Morning. Or afternoon. Sorry.
Now, it's a big week for you. We've only just found this out, Bill.
Yes.
It's a massive week.
Huge week. Why, Tyce?
I've got a little girl due in 4 days.
A little girl?
Yeah.
So what happens if it's 5 days and you're playing against Geelong MCG? Do you play or you go to the birth?
No. It's Chelsea, my wife, has a couple of setup issues, so we've got it booked in.
Booked in?
Ooh. 10 o'clock Friday.
10 o'clock Friday.
So hopefully all goes to plan and I'll be right to go on Saturday.
Hope you're tired. No.
Appreciate that.
That will be absolutely bloody magnificent.
I'm stoked. Yeah, it's kind of, now that we have everything set up and we're right to go, it's very exciting. But before we were set up, I was a little bit nervous. Actually, I still am nervous.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding?
You got a name?
No, we have a couple of names. So we better come up with one soon. Mm. Chelsea was writing them down today, actually, seeing how they look on paper.
And, narrowing it down.
Yeah. So I'm pretty firm on my name, but
right.
And then Chelsea just keeps throwing these other ones in. I'm like, don't make it more complicated.
You've gone back to the old names like Ruby and Grace and all that?
Or? No, I haven't yet. Maybe I might have a look though.
Mm.
No, I don't want to complicate it any more than
no,
I should.
No, stick with it.
Yeah. Well, when we first found out it was a girl,
there
was a name that we both liked. I was like, yeah, sweet.
That's right, it.
Done. And she's like, oh, well, you write a list and I write a list. I'm like, what for?
Yeah.
We've got our name and let's just stick with it. So, no, you need a few and pick from that.
Oh, the first one, Jim. You are Toey. Ian and Bruce Nankervis.
Nothing better.
Very nervous.
Well, it'll be brilliant. This little bloke out here is my third son, George, sitting here. He was actually meant to be Spencer. Spencer George.
Spencer.
He was meant to be Spencer George.
I don't know
and
he's happy
the
with.
Nurse in the room wrote it the wrong way.
Oh.
So then about 4 hours later, they come back in with the forms after you've done all the, you know, how good's this and all the family and everyone's having a great time. She came back in with the form and it was written around the wrong way.
And you've just gone with
it. Well, I just said to my George's mum, I said, well, are we changing it or it's like, and she just went, no, nah,
just keep it.
Yeah.
So he's been George obviously ever since.
Excellent. When we got our puppy,
yeah.
Puppy. I don't know, because it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, not.
We lined up all different names with a treat on each one and just saw where Izzy went.
Oh, wow.
And then Izzy got Izzy. So maybe we'll just wait until the baby can crawl.
Yeah.
And then just let it pick its own name.
Well, Lucy, same. I wanted to call her Billy, but then we thought about it. She would have been Billy Brella. Really she would have got Billy. A lot of shit hung on her.
Yeah, exactly. That's unreasonable. That's Billy Jr.
For a girl too.
How many players have got kids at the club?
There's not that many now. Well, obviously Pendles.
Yep.
It's been spoken about a lot.
Yeah.
Trav Varko's got a couple. Jesse White has one. Outside of that,
it ebbs and flows. That when you get an experience list, you got kids everywhere.
Yeah,
and then suddenly the veterans leave, and you go from having kids everywhere to only about two.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the way it is now. Where I still think that I'm one of the middle-aged younger ones, but it's apparent that I'm not.
Well, you're 30.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Getting towards the end.
30 and out of contract. That's not where I want to be.
Yeah, out of contract. You'll be coming up.
No, I'm still in contract for two more weeks.
They're unrestricted free agent too.
I am, yeah.
So you can talk to others and then Collingwood match it and you stay Collingwood, easy.
Exactly right. That's what we're hoping for.
So the club haven't come to you yet and said...
No, we have. We've started negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
There are talks there.
Oh, you spoke to Pakenham.
Yeah, spoke the Mighty Lions down the road.
Speaking of being Ian and Brucey Nankervis, that's what Billy's. Because you blokes have had your way with Geelong.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, and this is a big game Saturday at the MCG.
Yeah, the record's good. Yeah, obviously there's not much on the line for us other than pride. And we have a fair bit of that, we like to think. So we'll go out there and like our last month or so of football has been pretty promising.
Mm.
Started pretty slow against Port Adelaide on the weekend, but finished quite well. So we'll hopefully put it all together.
Big Mace Cox was all right too, the lone ruckman. Good.
Yeah.
He was all right, wasn't
he? Was good, I think. Well, Paddy Ryder's All-Australian form. And
exactly.
For Cox to come in after missing a chunk of footy playing in the twos, I thought he did okay.
Like playing over there against Port in front of their crowd? What's that like?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty hostile.
That's like playing in front of the Collingwood crowd, so get used to
it. What do you mean? We have a lovely crowd.
Oh.
Very supportive of both teams. Very fair in their opinion.
You've got two massive games, actually. You've got the MCG, obviously the Coliseum against the Cats, and then Melbourne.
Yep.
So you can't make the finals yourselves, but you can shape what goes on with those two.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where we're looking forward to that, actually. A couple of the ex-Melbourne players are like, well, that'll be an interesting little game, round 23. But yeah, let's focus on Geelong and knock them off first and just finish. I think we said about having a young list. I think it's good to play some good footy at the end of the season, because if you fade away, then going into next season, it has a little bit of an impact. So if we just keep playing the way we want to play, finish the season well, then you can kind of take that into the preseason next year.
The only advice I'd give you, the sack, is for the next week, like on the day, of course, and then for the next week, no matter what your beautiful wife says to you, agree with it.
Yeah.
So she could look at an orange and go, why is that orange purple colour? Just go, I don't know, Dale.
Yeah.
Don't ever.
Don't get rid of it.
Yeah, that's it. Don't say, no, it's actually orange. Exactly. Whatever it is, and all the men listening who have had kids will say the same thing. Just agree.
It's been like that the last couple. She has been, to her credit, been really good through her pregnancy, but now it's kind of getting to the time where things get a little bit more awkward.
Yes.
And she can't, you know, pick up anything off the ground or put her shoes on. So just lend a helping hand.
That's it.
First path, Jim, when you're in there and you've got the baby, it's tiny, it's big as your hand, and you've got it in the bath, and you're going, oh, I'm going to drop it.
Well, there's normally a beautiful midwife.
Well, but Jim, when you actually hold it for the first time, and when you're not used to a baby, you got no idea.
People say, just treat it like a football. You know, but I drop football. Yeah. I don't want to be putting grippo on before I go into the birth.
And don't punch the backman. That's all they do.
You'll be fine. Hey, how's the coach going, mate? We all love Bucks. He's been great friends of ours when he played and then in the media and now coaching. Everyone's got great respect for him. I certainly have. How's he bearing up with all this garbage he's having to deal with?
He's copped a lot. And I've said it from midway through the year. The amount of, not abuse, but just scrutiny is under week in, week out.
Yep.
To be able to stand up the way he has stood up and continue the path he intended to go along has been a real credit to him. The decision that's going to be made at the end of the year, I don't know. I have no power in which way it goes.
That's not for you to worry about.
No, exactly. So, he's been really good for everyone coming in. So over, 5 years, 6 years he's been at the club. So he's been good for my footy and my development. He's given me a chance in different roles when he thinks that's what I needed. So, I'm not sure, like I said, but he has been really good for me personally.
No, I love it, Bill. Yeah. I love the way he grits his teeth and just fronts up and handles with
class. Do you talk to him as
a mate? Yeah, you do. But it's like talking to your boss as a mate, where there's always that kind of element of professionalism that overrides your friendship. It was a little bit of a strange transition because I had him for a year as a player, then assistant coach, and then head coach. So it's kind of just gone along that professional line more so. But he, probably the last year more so than any other year, we've been able to kind of break down the walls of you being the coach and me being the player and actually talk about things outside of football.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of been the biggest part of his development this year.
Who's the best team you've played this year?
Probably Adelaide. Although Port touched us up early in the year and then again on the weekend, I still think Adelaide were really good. Just some good midfielders, constantly winning the ball and dangerous forwards. So I think they're the one to watch.
Right.
So,
answer me this. We watched the game on Friday night, which was GWS and the Western Bulldogs, where it just pinged back and up and back and up, and the speed of ball movement was extraordinary. And I was actually surprised the Western Bulldogs allowed the game to go that quickly, because I just thought in a speed race, you ain't ever beating GWS. But we then see finals, you've played in lots of them, where it never rolls out like that, does it?
No.
Finals are never played that way.
No, not at all. And I think that's Western Bulldogs in last year's final series. They were so good because they could play the high-paced game, but then their pressure's always on. So it's not as if, say, GWS, for example, it's not like they have seconds and seconds of time to get rid of the ball. Although they're going quickly, there's still someone on their tail. Dalhouse is chasing hard and Daniel chasing hard as well, and just always putting these pressures on and getting a hand in where they can. So they can play the quick brand of footy, but then they're so good around stoppages.
So that's what interests me when you talk about Adelaide and GWS, obviously right at the sharp end. And that's why I think Sydney is such a dangerous side coming in, is when it turns into an absolute slog, which finals always do, which of those big teams have got the gears to handle it?
Sydney. I would go through, if you want to look at who's going to perform well in finals, just look at your stoppage winners, your contested ball winners, because that's what finals are going to be. They're going to be teams that can win the contested ball time and time again and then score on the back of that. So scores from stoppages and from contested situations.
So Hanbury,
Parker,
Kennedy.
And then getting into dangerous forwards.
Yeah.
You only have to give Buddy a half a meter, he's going to do something special.
So I'm not saying for a second that Adelaide and GWS aren't capable. We just haven't seen them do it to the extent that they
have. No, exactly. Yeah. No, not yet. So
it is going to be a fascinating final.
How banged up are players right now with 2 weeks to go?
I'm pretty sore in the back of my head because I have to play with Jeremy Howe. So he got me a couple of beauties on the weekend.
Yeah.
And There was one time when I think I was playing a Dixon, and Dixon's like, that wasn't me. I'm like, no, I know who it was, mate. It was Howie Z.
Does he ever say, sorry, mate?
He did. He said it. He apologised once early in the year. I said, don't ever apologise again. Because every time he's coming across to support me. So if I have to cop an elbow or a knee in the back of the head, I'll take that. As long as my man doesn't mark it.
How'd you go with Big Charlie? I saw he mark one there. He's a big boy, isn't he? Right,
big boy. I thought I was all over him, but I got a first touch to the ball, and then he just marks it the second time. He's got really long arms. Mm. His ability to work across the ground, that you wouldn't think he's that quick, but once he gets in a roll, like, he's like a freight train. There's no stopping him. So I only had him for a bit, and he kicked one on me, and Lyndon Dunn had him for the rest of the game and didn't kick a goal on him.
Done all right.
So. Sorry about that, Lyndon.
Josh Kennedy from West Coast. Is there a bigger unit playing the game than that bloke outside of the ruckman?
Nah,
he's a monster. Yeah,
it's his size, but it's the way he moves. So, like, he can take it on the lead, contest a ball on the ground. So he's so sharp and moves so well. But then the balls coming into their forward 50 are so dangerous. So they have really good users, but just smart where they kick the ball. They don't just get the ball and bomb it in long. So they'll put it in positions where he can get a fly at it, or where they can make a contested situation. Then he gets on the ground as well.
You've got to walk out like when after the huddle split and the game starts. Yep. I mean, what size are you? 6 foot four? Three?
Yeah, three and a half.
Tice, you've got to have a look at Josh Kennedy and go, you are joking.
Oh, Ben Brown.
I'm not expecting me to be anywhere near this bloke.
Because, like, on the magnets on the board are the same size. I'm like, no worries.
Yeah. What about
Big Ben Kennedy? That's okay.
Ben Brown or something. Yeah, he's a monster.
And he runs, I think he runs like a 6 minute 2K or something like that. Yeah. So his ability to run it, and I don't run a 6 minute 2K. So that don't get any shorter as a game.
You must look up to the coach's box and go, Bucks, come on. Yeah. This is actually not
You're fair. Having a laugh, aren't you, mate? And that's where I'd just wait for Jeremy DeHow to come across. Or Lyndon Dunn. Tom Langdon's been good. We have been quite good in our back six, supporting each other. There was a couple of games where we were left on little islands, but majority of the year we've been pretty good. We had to be because we were slightly undersized.
Will he come back? He's got the quad. Is he going to play before the end of the year, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Even this week, I don't think he was that far off playing, but they just wanted to make it.
He'd be good to get him up and about against the Cats.
No, he won't play with a quad. Give him one more. Brody's he's out for another week, isn't he? That was a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. Yeah. I kind of said to him, I said, if you're going to cop two, maybe you just appeal. And then if they bring down a one, that's great.
Yep.
If they give it to three, then, well, that's a season. You can just go on holidays. Exactly right. Just start prepping yourself for off-season. I don't think that's a very professional way of looking at things.
No, probably not.
That's what I'd have a look at.
Probably not. So with the new addition, you're probably not going too far once the season's done. You haven't got the big trip booked.
Yeah, we didn't. But then it's Chelsea's mum's 60th. So we're going to Cabo via Vegas because there's a car convention in Vegas. So... And we are going for a little trip. So just taking a 2-month-old to Vegas.
To Vegas and then Cabo.
You're not, eh? Chelsea's 60th. Oh, she's pretty young.
Frankie's 60th, yeah. Not Chelsea's 60th.
No, my mother-in-law's pretty young.
Yeah. So that should be good.
How are you going to go on the plane with a 2-month-old?
Oh, don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how Chelsea's going to go.
I'll give you a tip. Don't carry it on. Don't carry the baby onto the plane.
The baby.
Oh, just put it in put it underneath here and just check it in.
No, the Chelsea, because they look at you when you walk on with a baby and go, do not sit here, you.
I'm not going to make many friends on the plane, I don't think.
No, you're not.
Hey, good luck. Thanks very much for dropping by. Have a great day Friday. That'll be a life-changing day. You'll love that. Mm. And then, of course, the next day against the Cats.
Cats.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.